Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Biden administration has promised to make racial equity a focus of its policies, and that is why the Department of Transportation recently stepped in to temporarily stop a $7 billion highway expansion project in Texas. The plan was to widen Interstate 45 on the edge of downtown Houston, but the construction would have displaced Black and Latino families from their homes. The federal government cited the Civil Rights Act in its decision to intervene. One local official who opposes the highway project is Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, chief executive of the county that includes Houston. Judge Hidalgo, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us more about this highway expansion plan and why you oppose it.
It is essentially increasing the footprint of the highway in a way that is not necessary. The community almost unanimously opposes this move. And the issue is it would displace an enormous number of people, particularly low-income folks, communities of color, would not alleviate traffic. But more generally, it's sort of the old way of doing things. And there's a way to ameliorate the current transportation issues with an alternative design. And that's what we're trying to push for.
Well, speaking of the old way, it is very unusual for the federal government to step in to stop a project like this. What was your reaction when the Department of Transportation told Texas to hit pause?
I was relieved. The project would displace single-family residents, multifamily units, 5 places of worship, 2 schools, over 300 businesses. Now, for the past 2.5 years, I've been working with the state. The city of Houston and us as the county hired independent experts to come up with an alternative design that wouldn't displace all those people, that would allow for transit. We presented that to the state. We said to the state, look, the community's up in arms about this. We need you guys to reassess and work with us on an alternative.
So you're open to doing something. What does that look like?
The design we've come up with our experts and with the community, is essentially something that allows for more efficient transportation for the cars, right? But also some transit, bus rapid transit in the middle of it, that would not involve a widening of a highway, would not involve that displacement. When the federal government stepped in and they said, you know, under the Civil Rights Act, we have concerns, we need to look at this. It was sort of vindication for us because I'd been seeing what the impacts were going to be. And I'd seen those calls for change very much fall on deaf ears.
Do you think that what you have in mind is a good enough solution? Because there's probably people listening to this interview right now who are stuck in traffic on I-45, and they have a pretty good argument that doing something to improve the highway is necessary. They might say, you need to widen this road.
Right. Doing something to improve the highway is absolutely necessary. And there's sort of the smart way to do transportation and there's the not so smart way. So if you know, here in Houston, Harris County, we did relatively recently another highway expansion on I-10, and it's one of the widest in the nation. Travel times went up for most commuters. Accidents is another, right? When you make these highways wider, you encourage speeding. In Harris County, Houston, we're the deadliest region for traffic deaths. We lose 600 people a year. There's a Houston Chronicle expose about this. 600 people, so like 2 planes falling out of the sky every year due to traffic accidents because folks rush down these highways. So yes, there needs to be something done, but that something doesn't have to be more of the same. You know, if you've ever visited Houston or Harris County, we're one of the few regions that doesn't have a robust public transportation system that sets us behind other cities, other towns. You know, if you look at it from the sort of competitiveness angle, we need a smarter solution. If you look at it from the displacement civil rights angle, or simply from the angle of good governance.
Judge Hidalgo, while we have you, I want to ask you briefly about the prospects of the voting law that state Democrats blocked last weekend by walking out of the Capitol late Saturday night. Governor Abbott promises a special session, and Republicans are likely going to get this passed eventually. But how does it look from your perspective there in Houston? Did Democrats just delay the inevitable?
Yes, you can say it's almost inevitable that something will pass because the governor has pledged to bring this back in a special legislative session. But the truth of the matter is that all our victories in the struggle for voting rights have been temporary. Whether it's voting rights, whether it's the women's suffrage movement, whether it's the fight against Jim Crow and Jim Crow laws, all of those assaults on our freedoms and our democracy have continued, and it's a fight that doesn't end. So right now what we need to do is support all the folks that are fighting for voting rights. We need the federal government to pass H.R. 1. We need to make clear that even watered-down bills based on the idea that our democratic processes are full of fraud, none of that should pass. All of that weakens our democracy.
Lena Hidalgo is Harris County Judge, the chief executive of the county that includes Houston, Texas. Judge Hidalgo, thank you.
Thank you.